You're listening to Audio Oasis. It's now time for Sick Sad World on KEXP.
One, two.
Sailors, see us stand and feel the wind blow.
listening to Sick Sad World live on Audio Oasis. You just heard Skateboarding Girl and Alone All the Time. Both of those songs are from the album that came out earlier this month called Fear and Lies on Help Yourself Records. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Had a lot of fun.
Yeah. Fear and Lies is so good.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
I'm really excited that it's on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you been hearing it a lot?
I haven't heard it that much, but every day I get a text from a friend.
Says, oh, that's nice.
I just
nice.
Heard you in the car.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah.
I have been having some moments with it. Like yep. maybe some, like...
You understand what I'm saying?
I think so.
That's awesome.
Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can just relate to this. Oh, that's such an adorable line. Or just like... It's not an album to me, and I think... That's what makes it so special, is it's not an album that you can like Skateboarding Girl is so, like, that's the hit, you know?
That's
like
the hit. Yeah, that's the one everyone loves the
yeah.
most.
Yeah, but if you get past that song, actually, that's not even, that's the first song on the record, right?
That, yeah, that's right.
So if you get past that song, the whole album tells a story. It's not a single.
Yeah, it kind of goes off into some different places from just single pop songs.
Yeah, and I've had it for so long.
How?
Morgan, DJ Morgan gave it to me.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I played Skateboarding Girl really long time ago.
Actually, yes, I remember that.
Yeah,
remember
and
that.
So it sounded different.
That was before it had been mastered officially.
So did you, that recording was the one that you did at Dub Narcotic?
Yeah, it's the same recording, but my engineer, Ben Hargett, was secretly still mixing the record for about 6 months after I thought it was done. So when it came time to actually release it, on vinyl, he sent me some whole new mixes that were just improved.
So, do you have a whole other album?
No, I just written? Have like a million different versions of the album that yeah. everyone is getting.
Unfinished so it's been
versions.
Done for like 2 years or so?
Well, it's only done right now.
Yeah.
When it came out, but...
Yeah, I get that.
But yeah, the process has been long.
I also didn't realize that you were in Christmas Island and... Malachite Dansinger.
I'm not in Christmas Island, but I was in a band called Christmas.
Oh, Christmas.
Different band, but Malachite Dansinger,
sorry.
Yes.
Do you know what Christmas Island is?
I've heard of them, but I never looked at
them. Christmas Island is, maybe it's a band, but it's the Adventure Time Lake song. It's a
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, those are my friends. So that's,
I watch Adventure Time like every day, like two or
Lake.
Three. So that's where that came from. Sorry.
That's funny.
But yeah, I didn't realize that you were part of those bands as well.
Yeah, playing drums. This is my first band where I get to play guitar in a while. Feels nice to play up and sing. I've always wanted to be in a guitar band where I don't have to sing because it's kind of nerve-wracking from time to time, but I'm really liking it right now.
Well, with all that said, you played all the instruments. Like, you played everything
I did,
on the album.
That's part of why it took so long to record it because it was just me and my friend Ben, him on the control panel and me playing hundreds of guitar tracks over and over again between midnight and 6 a.m. down in the basement at K.
So you have this band now that
oh,
you
yeah.
put together.
I've been planning this since the original demos I recorded. I knew I was going to have this band.
So do they provide relief or do you like criticize them? I wouldn't play it that way.
Probably more work.
No, the way it's been for me is I want to record things myself just because that's where I do some of the writing and I get really intricate with certain parts. But when it comes to playing with the band, I let them be pretty free. I tell them how the song goes, but I think it's better if I don't have to be so strict or anything like that. I don't like that attitude. I think having Curran and Lena and Gordon in the band has made it better. If it was just four me's playing, I don't know. It would be really bad.
That would be amazing.
Oh, that'd be sick.
So
that was just me being humble. I actually dream about that all the time.
So are a couple of you guys in Ihi too? Mm-hmm. Did I?
Yeah,
did I
me,
that?
Jake speaking, and Curran over here.
Cool. That album just came out too.
Yeah, I think it comes out really soon.
Yeah. Okay, I have it, and I got it all.
I gotta get a job at the radio station.
Yeah. You get everything before anything comes out, even. Before it's even thought of, wow. It's in your hands.
I love that.
That's a lie. That's a complete lie. Are you going to make a video for Skateboarding Girl?
Well, let's see. We had a video half in the can. It's in Brian Etchon's computer down in L.A. somewhere. He's going to help us film a real video in this coming July, so we'll have a new video this summer.
That's cool. I was going to make a suggestion.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was going
to
say that.
I'd love to hear it.
You should have Clyde Peterson make a video for you.
He wants us to go on his boat.
Yeah, get on the boat.
Yeah. Hey, get Clyde, if you're listening, we're ready to go on the boat.
Awesome. Great. I can't wait to see that video.
That's a good suggestion.
Cool. Well, you guys have a couple more songs?
Yeah. Should we play them for you?
Yes, please. Six Head World live on KEXP.
All right, thanks. The song's called Orange Lazarus. Every girl I ever kissed couldn't sing past her own lips. Every girl I ever loved couldn't see the stars. First you feel a little warm. go. All right, thanks. We're going to do one more. It's called Barely Hanging On.
I used to be so strong, but now I'm barely hanging on. Now I'm barely hanging on. I used to be so tough, but now I think I've had enough. Now I think I've had enough. I'm like a snowman. So strong, and now I'm barely hanging on. My future looks so bright, but I pulled the shades in tight. Be so strong, and now I'm barely hanging on.
You're listening to Sick Sad World live on KEXP. You just heard Barely Hanging On, which is an unreleased track, and Orange Lazarus, which comes from Fears and Lies. And it's nice that you guys played a new song.
Yeah, thanks. It's my newest one, and everyone says it's the best, so it's a good
More
sign.
Than Skateboarding Girl?
I don't know. What do you think?
I think I need to spend more time with this song.
Yeah,
I
it's still a baby.
I spent a lot of time with Skateboarding Girl.
That's
so
nice.
So I think that I deserve some time.
Take the summer.
Yeah, I'll take the summer. Thank you.
Of course. Yeah, you can listen to the record all summer, and then next summer we'll decide if that song was better.
We'll just redo this again. We'll just regroup again here.
Yeah, I would
on
love
the radio.
To.
Great. Well, I look forward to that.
Thanks.
So you guys have some shows coming up.
Sure do.
One on June 6th that I'm going to just say refer to the website, your Facebook or whatever.
Sure.
And then you have July 12th, West Seattle Music Festival. There's so many cool bands that are playing that music festival. And then in August, you guys have a West Coast tour that you're going to start?
Yeah, we're going to go down to San Diego and Phoenix and back up the coast.
Cool.
A couple weeks.
And then you're going to hit Helsing Junction.
Woo-hoo. Yeah.
That's so awesome that you guys are going to play there. I say every year that I'm going to go.
Well, every year they say it might be the last one, so you better
oh
go.
Gosh.
I heard Beat Happening is going to do a reunion.
Really?
At this
you heard
one?
Beat Happening reunion?
I don't know. That's the rumor.
Oh my gosh. I think a Beat Happening rumor happens like every year.
This one feels real, though.
This one feels real. Well, Helsing Junction is the K Records annual sleepover, and it takes place August 14th and 16th. Yeah. August 14th through 16th.
Right before my
birthday. They don't, like,
birthday.
Stop a day.
It's on my birthday every year, so it's my favorite part of the year.
Which day is your birthday?
It's on the 17th. This year, I'm going to be on tour.
Oh, yeah.
Last year, I was in Florida, swimming in the hot Arctic or M Atlantic. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice combination. Cool. Well, you guys sounded great. The music is great. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us. Yeah. I had a lot of fun.
You just listened to a live in studio with Sick Sad World on Audioasis 90.3 KEXP Seattle.